Bins next. Quite a few of you have been getting in touch with us about new bin collection days in Belfast. It seems that you're confused. What day do you leave the bin out? Why hasn't the rubbish been lifted on the new designated days? And why are people not getting letters spelling this all out? Nigel Grimshaw is the Director of City and Neighbourhood Services with the Council. Nigel, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. So what's happening? We're getting quite a few queries in, people saying they've left their bins out and they haven't been collected, and so it goes on.
I can understand those queries, Stephen. This was a major exercise for Belfast City Council, following on from best practice across other parts of the UK and indeed other parts of Northern Ireland. This is something we needed to do in terms of optimising our bin collection routes for a number of reasons. The main thing for me to say first and foremost this morning is I apologise to the residents of Belfast for the confusion and the disruption being caused, and secondly, to reassure them that we are pouring every resource we can into trying to ensure that this situation is rectified.
Did you send letters out, Nigel?
We did, Stephen, and the bottom line is we've identified where the failure. We've been leading up to this for a number of months, as you would expect. We've preempted information with using social media and our website, but ultimately the main means of communication was a letter. We used a contractor for that, and the bottom line is that contractor has let us down significantly, and that became most apparent yesterday when the new bin collection routes went live. And basically,
so what has happened? What's been the error? Did the letters not arrive, or weren't printed, or what?
Well, basically, from the information we've gleaned at this stage, it's clear that significant parts of the city didn't get their letters because those letters weren't delivered. Now, we even found some letters thrown in a skip. That's a matter we're taking up with the contractor, and clearly will be a subject of lengthy conversation over the coming days.
You found significant numbers of letters thrown in a skip, did you?
We did.
How many? Well, I know you can't count them individually, thousands of letters or what?
There was one instance of a skip of a large number. We're certainly talking in the hundreds of letters, and maybe beyond. But the bottom line is, it is very difficult to absolutely quantify. What we know is there's an information gap, and we're doing everything we can to try and address that. Primarily, in the first instance, what I would point people to is our website. The information on our website is accurate in terms of their bin day. We've experienced a few small problems, but we're checking it, and it is accurate. Or contact us on the phone.
Well, hold on a minute. I want to step through this, if you don't mind, because I think the detail is important. So even the letters that were delivered, there are some errors on them. Is that what you've just said, really?
Yes, there's two things. One is we have identified that significant numbers of the letters have not reached their destination.
I've got that. But then even when they were delivered, what was the wrong information?
The second thing is that we've identified, in some instances, not all, but we have identified evidence that when the information in the letters and the sticker that was provided along with the letters to go in the bin as a reminder was inconsistent and wrong. That was a sorting issue that was the contractor was responsible for, and clearly we've been let down.
Right, but what does that actually... Hold on, please. What does that actually mean, Nigel? Inconsistent and wrong. Was it telling people to put the bins out on the wrong day, or what was it telling people to do that's not right?
Yeah, there's a couple of examples that I personally came across where the letter said that the bin was due to be put out tomorrow, for example, but the sticker that was associated with said it was for the next day. Again, those were issues down to the contractor in terms of sorting. But the bottom line is, Stephen, it's our responsibility to ensure this happened. We anticipated disruption. It was normal, but clearly that disruption is in excess of what we would have expected. But we are putting the resource in place to try and deal with this, and we will focus on it and prioritize it until we get this settled. It is important to say that this exercise was absolutely necessary and something that every local authority undertakes, and it wasn't something that we simply walked into on a wing and a prayer. This has been planned for many months, but one chain in the link broke, and that was a significant failure, and we're dealing with that.
When did you know about the letters not being delivered and the information being wrong?
Really, yesterday, when the new bin routes first kicked into place, was when we absolutely knew this was the case. We've been monitoring and liaising with the contractor over the lead-in period of the last number of weeks and months, and been given all the necessary assurances that the proper arrangements were in place and everything was running smoothly. When our staff went out yesterday to collect the bins, what they noticed was a significant percentage of bins not out in areas where they should have been out. That immediately raised alarm bells, and we began to investigate deeper and find what the problem was.
Okay. So now to the actual, what will be really helpful to people this morning. Can you set out what the change has actually been? So it's my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong here, but there have been so many different complaints about this that there definitely is confusion now, and that you're admitting to this morning. Have you changed the frequency of bin collection, or just the day your bin is collected?
It's just the day that has changed, Stephen, and that is not for absolutely everybody across the city, but it is for a very significant proportion. Just to give you the scale, we're talking somewhere in the order of 160,000 households, and we're talking somewhere in the order of 310 different routes that crisscross across the city to ensure that we collect the bins from households in Belfast. This is hugely complex.
So why have you changed the day?
Well, this, as I've said, is something that authorities across the UK and indeed other council areas in Northern Ireland have done. It is a necessary part of ensuring that we maximise our effectiveness and efficiency. What has happened over the last couple of years is through local government reform, Belfast has added 50,000 to 60,000 new households in terms of new areas coming in. We've seen new developments and they're continuing across the city. Additionally, we have a number of methods of people getting rid of their waste, whether through recycling or residual waste in the black bins. So all of those things have to be taken together and all of that information. And what we find is that over the years, the routes that we're using are not the most effective and efficient. That's not something peculiar to Belfast. It's something across the board. But so we had to step into this. We didn't do that lightly. We spent a long time planning, considering, and using considerable professional judgment by those most experienced in this work. But ultimately, there was a human error here, and that fell to the contractor. But I'm not here to make excuses. We'll deal with that. What I'm here to do is to try and reassure people we will work with this and we will prioritize this until we get this settled. We've brought in additional staff. We are encouraging people to go to the website because the information there is accurate, www.belfastcity.gov.uk, or, failing that, ring us on 028-90-270-230 and we will verbally tell you when your bin collection day is. And we will have additional people out over the coming days until such times as we settle this down.
That's a massive cock-up, isn't it?
Well, it's a massive operation, Stephen, and the bottom line is...
It's a massive cock-up.
Well, look, I'm not going to argue with you. It's not a position I wanted to be sitting in this morning, but the reality is this is a very complex operation, and unfortunately, mitigate as you will, plan as you will, there is always a potential for some human error. It's happened. What's really important for me now is what we do with that. I can sit and wallow and say it was a cock-up and all the rest of it, but actually I'm spending the time with staff making sure we're putting in the necessary arrangements to get it fixed.
I'm reading one message, and we've got quite a few, as you would understand, from someone called Debbie here, who's basically saying, Stephen, I checked the website last week. I was sure I wasn't affected, as it stated no information on the website. I checked today. It was stated that the communal normal refuse for our whole apartment block is to be collected on Friday the 28th of October. This was due for collection today for the apartment block of 40 different apartments. Therefore, 12 extra days of large, already full communal bins. They're not being emptied. We don't know when they're actually going to be emptied because there's confusion. We now have a possible pest problem.
And we need to deal with that, Stephen. There are reasons clearly in terms of the information on the website had to be changed over the weekend, because up until Friday of last week, we were still operating on the existing routes, and therefore potentially we could have changed it early and caused greater confusion.
Was the information on the website accurate or wrong as well?
The information last week was accurate because we were still operating last week on the original routes. But over the weekend, the information was changed and now reflects the new routes which kicked in from yesterday. In terms of, in a worst-case scenario, there is no way to break into this cycle to change routes in terms of the magnitude of this operation. There is no way to break into this and simply stop everything and then start the new routes so that everybody continues in a normal cycle. We do everything we can to ensure as far as possible that's the case, but in the worst-case scenario, there will be some who will have a more extended period whereby particularly their recycling material may take a period of time here before we get it. We want to focus in the first instance.
But why Nigel, and I appreciate you coming on this morning, but why didn't you give people more of a heads up on this?
We did, Stephen. We've been pushing out for some weeks and months.
You weren't on this programme. Maybe were you on radio and television saying, look, it may be 12 to 14 days because of this new system?
We've been pushing out information using as many channels as we can through the media, through social media.
Were you on radio and TV?
Sorry?
Were you on radio and television?
No, I wasn't, no.
Was anyone?
No, but we pushed out through advertisement campaigns flagging this up, that this was coming. The primary means of communication was a very personal one, which was a letter direct to every household, because that was felt to be the best way to do it.
And that didn't happen. Okay,
it didn't
happen.
Okay. And that's human error. And as I've said, I hold my hands up to that and apologise for that unreservedly. It is a possibility that it can always happen, but what's important now is putting a fix in place to try and deal with people's problems.
Look, I get the personal letter bit, so I understand that. But if there's going to be, because it is a massive operation, to be fair to you, to change the whole collection of waste in Northern Ireland, our personal waste, I just find it rather strange that you know, but I can tell you now that bins is one of the most reactive subjects that I have done in my career. Every time you do it, there are hundreds and hundreds of people ring. I find it incredibly strange that Belfast City Council decided not to use either radio or television to say to people, look, your waste won't be collected in some instances for 2 weeks. I just find that extraordinary.
Well, the reality is, Stephen, we used a range of channels, and ultimately, you know, we did that because through social media, through normal media and papers, we flagged this up. Indeed, we worked with our political members to ensure that they took every opportunity to share information with their constituents.
Can I just in the interest of time, because I know you've got to go, can I just confirm your response to what Claire Hannah has said, the SDLP MLA? And Claire has said, new bin collection days come into effect today. There's a lot of teething problems, blah, blah, blah. And she says, extra bin bags which are left beside your bin are now permitted on collection day next week.
That's correct.
So people can now leave black bags beside their bins and you will collect them.
That's right, Stephen, because that's one of the steps we've taken to mitigate where there is a slightly longer period to wait. So we will lift those additional bags, and hopefully that will help people. What we're also doing is we are going to do a further letter drop, and we're obviously taking steps to ensure that is actually carried through and that people get their letters. Now, that will still take some days to work it through, but we're doing everything we can to make information available. And again, I would encourage people to go to the website. If you haven't got access to the website, go to one of our community centres.
Okay.
We can provide access and support and help there.
And last practical question, the infamous, if the bin lid isn't closed, you won't lift it. In these exceptional circumstances, will you on this occasion?
Stephen, we'll be doing everything we can to make sure we fix people's problems.
That's not the answer. So if someone's got their bin full through no fault of their own and they can't get the lid down, normally you lot will put a sticker on it saying we're not lifting it. Will you on this occasion?
We'll be clearing people's waste. So yes, we will deal with those issues.
And in terms of if people haven't now got the room to recycle as they want to, and therefore that they don't have the space in their bins, can they put all the same rubbish in this interim period into the one bin or not?
Well, look, obviously we want to encourage people to recycle, and we do have our household recycling centres open across the city, and we would certainly encourage people where they can to use those if they have any additionality. And to be honest, I would also encourage people, it's a big ask to be good neighbours. Very often we have a little bit of space in our own blue bin. We might be able to help our next door neighbour out. This will be for a limited period of time, Stephen. We're doing everything we can to put the additional resources in place to move this along as speedily as possible.
Okay.
It was always going to cause some disruption, but we will work with people and we will try and fix their problems to get this. And ultimately, the end product will be a better service for Belfast. It's just going to take us a few more days to sort this than we anticipated.
We appreciate you coming on this morning, Nigel. Really appreciate it. Thank you very much indeed. Nigel Grimshaw from Belfast City Council apologising unreservedly this morning. They have a problem with the contractor who tried to deliver, didn't try to deliver some of the letters, and some of the information on the leaflets were also wrong.